Good afternoon. We are back on this Monday, May the 2nd, 2016, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are talking about the two big events coming up on May the 12th. Terry, run them down again.
The two big events are as follows. First, it's going to be Thursday night, May 12th, is going to be the Night of a Thousand Stars, 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars charity event held at the Tri-Rivers Career Center located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Tickets are $10. You can purchase them either here at the studio at WWGH or by calling 740-383-9944. Your award recipients that night will be the Humanitarian Award we're going to present to legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. The Pioneer Award we're going to present to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. Performing that night, you'll see the Martha Douse Dance Studio, the Dance Factory, and the Lasecki Brothers. Once again, tickets can be purchased by calling 740-383-9944 or pick them up at the studio located in the mall beside the Crafter's Coop.
Tell them about the big wrestling event.
Then we're going to be followed that night at 8 o'clock by Classic Championship Wrestling Spring Brawl, where you're going to see, it's going to be held at the Tri-Rivers Career Center as well. Tickets are $10. One ticket gets you into both events. You're going to see Acting Commissioner Thunderbolt Patterson, a CCW title match, Bobo Brazil Jr. against a great Akuma, and you're going to see the first ever Twinkie match. Mr. USA Tony Atlas versus Slim Tremens with Pinky Shortcake, the loser to get a Twinkie shoved down their throat. You'll see Lockdown versus GDT, and his main squeeze, Miss Kimberly, and Mr. 90210 takes on local favorite Demon Khan.
Big event, $10 a seat. Get him here, May the 12th. Tri-Rivers coming up. Who do we have on the line?
Well, who we have on the line is the supreme ultimate athlete, Mr. Fitness Slim Tremens.
Oh, Terry, it's for you. It's a friend of yours.
So, Slim, taking on Tony Atlas that night, huh?
Yeah, Mr. USA, WWE Hall of Famer. I got to give him respect, but what I don't like is what I heard on the radio last week with Tony Atlas.
Which was?
He said that my Twinkie plan causes diabetes in children, men and women today. And that is not true. Ask my fat body class. Ask Terry Tackett.
That's He's right. talking about you.
That's right.
Do you eat the Twinkies?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you have diabetes?
No,
do you have diabetes?
I do not.
You don't have diabetes?
No.
Are you headed that way?
No.
How do you feel, Terry? You feel great, don't you? You feel alive again.
I'm feeling good.
let's check with the honesty here again. How do you really feel?
I feel good.
You were falling asleep a minute ago.
Well,
no, he washes it down with the Diet Coke. It washes the calories and fat away.
Do you really want to trade fitness tips with Tony Atlas, a three-time Mr. USA?
Well, I want to let everyone know I'm the future of professional wrestling. I'm the diet guru. I'm the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the fitness world and professional wrestling industry. And by God, they will listen to me, and they'll know that my Twinkie and Diet Coke plan works. And that I am a supreme ultimate athlete.
Arnold.
And I will cut Tony Atlas down to size anytime, any place, and anywhere.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Last time I saw you, it looked like you left your bicep at home.
I'm the Arnold Schwarzenegger of professional wrestling. I'm the future of professional wrestling and the fitness industry. I told you that before, so hear me right.
You're the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the wrestling industry.
Yes, I am. I mean, look at me. I am 160 pounds. I'm lean. I'm ready.
What scale do you use?
I use my scale, and it's the only accurate scale that works.
Get that calibrated.
None of these other ones out in the market don't work whatsoever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger of the wrestling. Do you have a maid? Do you have a nanny?
Do I have a what?
A nanny?
A nanny?
Yeah, you know what happened with Arnold and the nanny, the maid.
But what I do have is a personal trainer, and she's 4 feet tall, and she goes by the name of Pinky Shortcake, and she will be in my corner May 12th at CCW.
Now this brings up an interesting question, your 4 foot trainer, Pinky Shortcake. Now, you do realize that managers cannot interfere in a match. That'll result in a disqualification. You don't want to come all the way there and get a Twinkie shoved down your mouth.
Thunderbolt Patterson, he created this stipulation. You know, Pinky Shortcake is only out there for support. to see her man out in the middle of the ring doing his thing and being fit.
Well, that's all. Okay, so you're saying Pinky Shortcake will not in any way, shape, or form get involved in this match?
Of course. She's a personal trainer, not a cheater.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because Thunderbolt Patterson let us know tonight that he does not tolerate managers who get involved in matches, and he's still got one or two good pops left in him. Now, I'm sure he'd never hit a woman, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind laying one upside your head.
Well, I tell you one thing, he better not touch me whatsoever, because I'll cut him down to size two if he touches me, and I'll cut the fat right off of him.
I think you're writing checks your butt can't cash.
Well, let me tell you something. First off, May 12th.
167 pound butt, apparently.
160 pound.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Okay. You're in trouble. You know that, don't you? Tony Atlas is liable to tie you in a knot.
I'm confident in this match. Like I told you, Scott Spears, I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I'm 160 and a quarter pound. And I will be ready for Mr. USA, Tony Atlas, May 12th. Guarantee it, and he will get that Twinkie shoved up his throat.
Now, you do realize, if you listen to the program every day, you'd realize in hour number one, President Tackett said he predicts that Mr. USA Tony Atlas will win that match, and here you are giving him praise for Twinkies and diet soda and all that nonsense.
Well, first off, he's delusional. And the second thing is, after the match, after I defeat the WWE Hall of Famer, I will be celebrating along with Pinky Shortcake and Terry Tackett, and we're going to be eating Twinkies, drinking Diet Coke, and celebrating our victory and pointing at each and every one of you and say, ha ha, we told you so.
Who's bringing the insulin?
We don't need insulin.
You're going to need insulin if you're celebrating with Diet Cokes and Twinkies.
Don't you realize that the Diet Coke erodes anything that you put in your body? Don't you people realize this?
You are going out, President Terry Tackett, with Pinky Shortcake and Slim Trimmins that night?
Well,
what a group.
I may have a few,
him in his place right now. I'm done talking to this guy.
I may have a few victory Twinkies with him if he wins the match.
You've already said he's not going to win the match.
If he doesn't, then...
Here you go again.
Tony Atlas is, you know...
Boy, you are a front runner. Whoever we have on the phone, that's who you support.
Terry, it's okay. Don't let them bother you. It's okay. Yeah. We'll have our 5-minute workout later.
Okay.
Take that stress off of you.
You're going to need that stress. Let me tell you something, Slim. I am an unbiased announcer. And to be honest with you, all the other matches on that card, Lockdown, GDT, Demon Con, 90210, Bobo Brazil Jr., Great Akuma, I really don't know who's going to win. But I'll tell you what, I would bet the house, the farm, the cow, the milk, and the guy who milks the cow, all on Mr. USA, because your chances are exactly like your name, Slim and none. Well, you're fine to say that, but you're going to be in trouble. Thunderbolt Patterson's going to be at that announcement.
You need to join my Twinkie and Diet Coke plan, and we can cut you into shape.
Well, I don't know if I have that type of sugar problem. It's going to give me great joy to hear you shut up that night with a Twinkie slammed down your throat by the man who represents the USA.
Yeah, keep eating your carrot sticks and your celery sticks and keep getting unhealthy. Go ahead.
And tell you what, you better tell old 4-foot Pinky, if she gets in the way, she might end up somewhere where she don't want to end up.
Well, if you don't watch out, Pinky will slap you a good one in the face May 12th.
Well, I'd have to get on my knees for her to do that.
Oh, she has height, trust me.
Where is Pinky today?
Pinky is recovering from a huge weekend with Inc. magazine. She did a big photo shoot for him. She's been traveling, doing a lot of professional wrestling shows, supporting her other guys. And Thursday, May 12th, she'll be in my corner supporting me. That's what she does.
Why don't we just give you some help? Why don't we make her your tag partner that night? Because you're going to need it.
You know what? Tag partner, single, it doesn't matter. Your whole locker room, whatever. I don't care who I face, what kind of match I'm in. I said, I'm confident.
Nobody's talking about making you face the whole locker room. I'm saying you need help. So you better put that Pinky Shortcake over in your corner, and that way when Tony Atlas ties you into a pretzel, which I know that's something you're familiar with, and he throws Pinky into the third row, at least you'll be able to say you tried your best.
Well, he ought to be ashamed of himself if he would throw a woman in the third row. That was not manlike of him.
Well, you explain that to him when he shows up that night. See, I think you're all talk now. You're all talk on the phone, but you show up in that arena that night, and you're standing 2 foot from a man who's got 22-inch biceps. You know, boy, oh boy, it kind of makes your 6-inch biceps look kind of pathetic.
I have 26-inch biceps, thank you very much, Scott Spears.
What, when you tie them both together?
No.
After the bee stings you and swells you, swell up?
I'm going to shove a Twinkie down your throat is what I'm going to do after I shove one down Tony Atlas's throat.
You may have 6-inch biceps, but at least you got a 52-inch waist, so it all works out in the end.
All I'm going to say now is this. All the fans that purchase a ticket May 12th will witness me defeating Tony Atlas. So throw your fat, greasy hands in the air and celebrate because I'm going to be the winner that night.
President Tackett, before we wrap it up with this egomaniac, you still siding with him now? Because I'll pass that along to Tony Atlas, front runner.
I was just going to mention to maybe look forward. If you do defeat Tony Atlas, there's always Joey Chestnut out there, the world Twinkie eating champion.
Joey Chestnut has not responded to my emails. I've challenged him for 2 years now, and he's afraid of the Supreme Ultimate Athlete, Mr. Finn.
144 Twinkies in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I could do better than that. I could do 165 Twinkies in 5 minutes.
I'd like to see that. I've been trying to get a hold of Joey to
set this
up.
Asking you right now, who's going to win that night? Now, give me, you're on the record.
Right.
Tony Atlas, Slim Trimmons.
Tony Atlas.
Oh, there we go.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Terry Tackett, you told me the other day that you were going to support me. Make up your mind.
Are you front running again?
No.
Okay.
He's going with the Hall of Famer.
Going with the Hall of Famer. Well, come out that night and see Pinky Shortcake and Slim Trimmons tied into several knots. It might be the last time you ever get to see him. Could be a retirement match.
I'm going to tell you one thing before I go. If you're not fit, you're fat. Terry Tackett, you turned your back on me. You're fat.
That's right.
I don't want you even in my club no more.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. Say hello to Pinky for me. Make sure to get down on your stomach when you say hello.
Oh, you can say hello to her.
See you later. That maniacal egomaniac.
What in the world was
that? How could you let a man like that get in the doors?
I don't know.
You were front running there for a second. I didn't realize you were a member of Slim's Club too.
Yeah, I had a membership to his.
You were just thrown out.
Yeah.
Like yesterday's garbage.
Oh well, hard to go against Tony Atlas. I mean,
hard to go against Bobo Brazil Jr.
Well, I don't know that I'm necessarily going against him. I mean,
you're not.
I'm just supporting a friend of mine.
Who's going to win that match?
The Great Akuma.
Referee Ron says he's going to call it straight down the middle.
But what is straight down the middle to Ron is not maybe not straight down the middle to everybody else.
Well, I mean, disqualifying Akuma if he sprays that mist is fair.
Well, how do we automatically know he's going to do that?
Great Akuma, hometown in Japan, currently resides in Hong Kong.
Which is not in.
Not in Japan. Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. I hope that soothes.
I was feeling blue before.
I hope
that
didn't give you the blues.
Yeah, I don't have the blues anymore.
So. Okay. Now, again that night, 90210 versus your friend BLT.
BLT.
GDT.
GDT.
See, but he's making a colossal error, in my opinion, when he puts his girlfriend at ringside.
Oh, Miss Kimberly.
Miss Kimberly.
Yeah. Well, GDT said if she gets in, or excuse me, Lockdown said if she gets in the way that.
And when did you permit that his manager, that goofball, Keith Ryan, to be at ringside?
Well, that one kind of slid past me a little bit. I mean, the contract was kind of a little shaky there.
A little shaky.
I'd
call it a little shaky.
I didn't realize that it was actually Keith Ryan.
But he'll be there that night.
He'll be there that night. But I will tell you if he gets out of line. He's like Thunderbolt Patterson said.
Now,
he'll be disciplined.
You did a good imitation. Give us some Thunderbolt. For people who didn't hear hour one, what did Thunderbolt say?
Don't move! Don't you dare move! That night. Don't move a muscle! Don't do it!
Now, what was your imitation of what he said earlier on?
Of what?
During the show when he said, What essentially did he say in hour number one? He said, I got a few good shots left in me.
Yeah. He said, there's a new sheriff in town. Let him mess up. I still got a few pops left. Surprise, surprise.
And again, this is Masterpiece Theater. Terry Tackett does Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yes. What's my line?
You know, though, it's going to be fascinating because Thunderbolt might lay one on you.
Well, I don't think so.
I might see to it.
I don't think so. Because I got a few friends that I can...
Who do you have? Here we go
I
again.
I got a few friends.
Referee Ron?
No.
I know he's not
I
your
got
friend.
A few friends I can
he
call.
He certainly is not your friend.
He's not big fans of a Thunderbolt.
Ooh. You said that kind
surprise. You have to wait and see.
You want to try to surprise Thunderbolt Patterson? Well, we know it's not.
If he lays one on me.
Well, he should. He's allowed to lay one on you. He's law and order.
Certainly.
He's the new sheriff.
If I do something, absolutely.
But you're hazy with this great Akuma.
What do you mean hazy?
You're in bed with him.
Aww.
And you're such a coward that when Bobo Brazil Jr. called in last week, you didn't talk all this shanties.
Well, I didn't have a chance to, really. I mean, Bobo just kind of took the ball and ran with it.
I can get him to call back in, Bobo.
Well, I mean, I had a few questions for him.
You do? Let me see if I can get him on the line here before the show's over with. But, and your friend 90210, he's not happy with you because he didn't get a title shot.
Well, number one, his body of work has not been... I mean, the last we've seen him, he was managed by Percival.
And the last show, he was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Didn't he get beat? He got beat.
Oh, man. You front runner again.
I think Outlaw Jack Hansen beat him, didn't he? Or...
Isn't he still in the pokey? Has anybody sprung the outlaw yet?
I don't know.
Last time I saw him, he was getting chopped in the next week.
That's right.
Last call for the outlaw.
Yeah. I know he was pretty red there. I know
I enjoyed it.
It was loud.
Not a gentleman that I like.
The old outlaw.
No. They named him right.
Mm-hmm.
Outlaw.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
But May 12th, when the man from Hong Kong gets knocked all the way back to Japan.
No.
Which is a long distance, because as all of us know, Hong Kong is not
in Southeast China.
Southeast China, correct.
Yeah.
Get your atlas out.
Yeah, that's right,
When you listen to this show, you have to get your atlas out.
What'd you learn in Miss McGillicuddy's geography class? You were too busy listening to those rhythm and blues then.
You know, people who, you got to come out this night, because to understand how great Thunderbolt Patterson was, and that he's been laying in the weeds for the last 20 years, he was so good.
Wasn't he the one, isn't that where Dusty Rhodes got a lot of his...
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Is that Thunderbolt came to Florida, and that's kind of what the American Dream character was based on.
Wow. I mean, I've seen a few of his YouTube clips, and they're pretty good.
Well, he's sharp.
Yeah.
He's got a sharp way of talking.
He does. Like I say, one of my stories when I was younger was when him and Ole Anderson came to me. I got to actually walk to the ring with their belts. That was the greatest.
And Thunderbolt had a way of wrestling.
Yeah,
that was very unique.
Oh, he did.
He did the jive shuffle and went around the ring. What a legend to bring back here, probably for the first time in close to 40 years.
Oh, easily. I know he'd throw you in that corner, then you never knew what was coming.
And he might have a couple of those left.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him get a hold of Akuma that night.
I don't know if he could catch him or not.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Akuma would run, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, if he kicked him, that's what I'd be afraid of, is that he'd knock him out cold. And
where's Bobo going to be during all this?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Bobo will be contained by, what if he's missed and he's,
Where's referee Ron during all this?
Well, of course, he can't keep his balance standing up anyway, so... He'd trip over his own feet, so he's probably laying face down.
Did we ever get the answer? I mean, I understand you don't like some of his calls, but where does this deep-rooted hate come from with referee Ron?
I told you, just his actions and his style and...
Which is what?
Well, during the Battle Royal, I told you, he allowed all kinds of chicanery and... Just all sorts of stuff to happen. He gave people 2 and 3 chances and didn't call, pinfalls and didn't...
Well, that's your opinion.
It's just my opinion.
I don't know.
I can just tell you what I seen, but...
See, I don't really know what's going to happen that night.
You know?
It sounds a little foggy to me.
Well, I mean, you know, people call it foggy, whatever, you know, but like I say, to me, it's just me with helping out a friend of mine, you know.
What friendship? How did this start?
Well, like I say, I researched him on the internet. You know, we Skyped a few times back and forth, and from Hong Kong, not Japan, from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, but he was born in Japan. He's a Japan athlete.
Yeah, he lives in Hong Kong, which is in southeast China.
Current residence.
Yeah. So
blues are very popular in Hong Kong.
I was going to say that's one of his favorite things to his pastimes, are listening to rhythm and blues. and another one of his pastimes sort of crush people to think that Hong Kong was in Japan and to call in and let people know. So
we thank you, caller, for that.
So hopefully, you know, that they can still be in one piece, you know, after the great Akuma.
Did you answer the question? How did you meet the great Akuma?
Like I say, I'm just out last summer and just did some research on the guy. And
so if he loses, how good a friend is he going to be?
Oh, he'll still be a friend.
Is he going to be asking for the receipt?
He won't need a receipt. I mean, it's non-refundable. I mean, you know what I mean?
Non-refundable. 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 So which means he's paid you off.
Not.
You just said it.
He hasn't paid me off.
You just said that.
No, I just said that what he gave me was non-refundable.
What did he give you?
He gave me some rare coins.
Rare coins.
Yeah
I bet he did.
So.
But you took to the bank.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
I know that's what you meant. You took him to the bank.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are non-refundable, but he didn't pay me off. I mean, I bought them off from him, and, you know.
You're up to your eyeballs in it again.
So. Well, we'll see.
You might want to hide under the announcer's table that night.
Is that right?
Yeah. What if Bobo chopped you?
Oh, well, like I say, I don't know.
At least your boy's got slim trimmings.
That's right. I got him to. I don't know. I got kicked out of his club today.
So. Yeah, but you're going out on the town with him that night, aren't you? To celebrate that win.
Well, we might have a few Twinkies then.
What do you mean, be crying into a Twinkie that night?
Yeah, I don't really look for that to happen. But.
Well, what if he paid you off? What if he and the Kuma are some kind of near and dear relatives?
Yeah, I don't think so, because... Slim's, I don't know where Slim's from, but I don't think he's from Hong Kong, so I don't think he has nearly the money or
he
resources
could,
that
he could have a home there.
He could, yeah.
I heard he's got a gym there.
Yeah.
His idol's Richard Simmons.
In Hong Kong, yeah.
Yeah, they are very, very close together.
Yeah. It could be.
I don't know though. It just seems awful shaky to me.
Yeah.
Let people know how they can get tickets to this event.
All right. Couple different ways. First of all, you can get tickets to the 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars by either calling 740-383-9944, or you can stop at our studios here, which is located in the Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop. And that one $10 ticket gets you into both events. Where on Thursday night, May 12th, you'll see we're going to present the Legendary Humanitarian Award to Thunderbolt Patterson. The Pioneer Award is going to go to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. You'll see the Martha Douse Dance Studio perform, the Dance Factory, the Secmi Brothers, and just a whole lot of other people. Then after that, we're going to go right into Spring Brawl, which you'll see Acting Commissioner Thunderbolt Patterson. You'll see that big title match, Bobo Brazil Jr. against the great Akuma. You'll see Mr. USA Tony Atlas and Slim Trimmins with Pinky Shortcake in the first ever Twinkie match. The loser will get a Twinkie shoved down their throat. You'll see a Lockdown versus GDT with Miss Kimberly. And you'll see Mr. 90210 versus a local favorite Demon Cop.
And what is this I hear about Stephen Messenger?
Oh, that's...
What is that?
Stephen Messenger. Stephen Messenger's a guy who...
Who pumped you one time.
He did. He's
popped you good.
He's a local hero.
Thug.
Well, he's a hero to a lot of people around here.
For popping you?
I think just for being himself. But he came and wants a match now with Bobo Brazil Jr. So we've already got Bobo Brazil in a title match that night. So now we have to work out something with the...
What do you mean have him wrestle twice? What kind of plan is this?
Well, I mean, Steven wants a match with him. So
he here you go, more devious
so
plans.
I went ahead and said, you know,
you can't speak on behalf of Bobo Brazil.
I don't really think Bobo would mind since he's done this before.
Do you know if he put a cocoa butt on you, what that would do?
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
Do you know what cocoa butt's named after? Coconut. Do you know how hard a coconut is?
Oh, yeah.
You ever had a coconut smashed on your head?
No.
You may, May the 12th. About a week and a half away. Can you believe an event of this magnitude is a week and a half away?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, just the animosity and just the anticipation of it is just...
How excited are you?
Pretty excited about it, yeah.
Because you think you're walking out of there that night with some kind of association with
the
champion.
I just think that I'm hoping my friend makes a good showing in his...
His chest's going to hurt for a while.
World title.
He might crack that skull on that great Akuma.
He could.
Lights out permanently.
We'll see.
I think that's the way it's going to go. That's my belief.
Yeah.
Your belief, I don't know.
Yeah. Just one of those things that we'll have to wait and see.
So now you're trying to get Steven Messenger locked into a match early on in the night with Bobo.
Uh-huh.
And Messenger's a big boy.
He is.
So you're basically a paid assassin.
Well, but the thing is, though, if you have all the confidence in Bobo, Bobo shouldn't care.
But he shouldn't have to wrestle two times in the same night.
Well, he's the champion.
Yeah? Where does it say the champion wrestles two times in the same night?
Well, where does it say he doesn't?
Maybe we should get a preliminary match for the Great Akuma.
Absolutely.
How about Tony Atlas?
Sure.
Sure? Oh, you want to see...
I don't think Akuma's afraid of anybody.
I don't think Akuma would get by Tony Atlas.
You never know.
And by the time he got to Bobo Brazil, he'd be a little bit of a mess.
Don't miss it.
Do you think he'd missed Mr. USA?
I didn't say that. I just said don't miss it.
See, I think you are on the wrong side of the law again.
That will be too...
Have you checked with your lawyers?
Sure.
And what have they said?
They said, I'm not doing anything wrong, so...
You're friends, you're setting up matches, you're doing preliminary things.
Which is stuff a president would do.
No, a president wouldn't do that.
Why
president would want it to be fair and square. President would not be arguing with a referee. President would not be selling a company down the hall.
I want the best people. That's why I'm on the referee. I don't think he's the best person for the job.
But you gave him that lifetime commitment.
I didn't give him a lifetime commitment.
That's what the stipulation read in my book.
Well, I'm going to have to redraw up that contract because I don't...
Too late.
It's already been filed.
It's already been filed, notarized,
oh, geez,
put in the books.
So we're stuck with this guy.
Forever.
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh.
Your buddy.
Referee
Ronald Denny.
Is with us forever.
Sergeant Denny.
Oh, gosh. Heaven help us.
Do you want to learn how to be a referee?
No.
Teach him how to do it?
No. I'd like to just find somebody.
Who do you know?
Well, there's always several referees floating around there.
I'm going to see. Steven Messenger might be barred from the building.
Well, I don't think you can bar him from the building.
That place a call. Sure.
So, well, we'd have to talk
preliminary match.
Talk to Thunderbolt.
Wasn't Steven Messenger a former Marine?
Yep.
And you want him to go toe-to-toe with Bobo? I'm sure Bobo could knock the paint right off of him.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't have to go through that to get to the Akuma.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was part of the package, you know.
No, it was not part of the package.
Yeah.
These matches were signed many weeks ago.
Well, part of the package that you didn't have any, you know, that
I understand that. I didn't have anything to do with that. You got that right.
That I put together.
With who?
With Akuma.
And?
Steven Messenger.
When did you become so buddy-buddy with the guy who put one right on your chops?
Well, I was talking to him, and, you know, I looked at his body of work, and, you know.
Did you happen to see when he knocked you out?
He was a three-time champion everywhere, you know, so.
So what made you go ballistic that night when he popped you a couple years ago?
Well, I don't know. I just wasn't thinking straight.
I understand that. I think you got a case of that today. So. Why do you align yourself with these con men and con artists?
Oh, I wouldn't call them a con artist.
Well, I would.
Well, I mean, that's your prerogative, but what are you going to do if they lay one on you?
Nobody's going to lay one on me.
Akuma.
You think the great Akuma is going to be laying one on
me? He may.
I'll be sitting over there with Thunderbolt Patterson.
Okay. you never know. I'll be sitting there, but I can't control Akuma.
Why would you be the one to control Akuma?
Well, because, I mean, I'm sure he's listening to this program.
You think he is?
Via his interpreter, I'm sure.
You think somebody's I've always liked him.
So, yeah, it's too late now to...
No, when did I say anything derogatory toward the great Akuma?
You've been the last 2 weeks.
Well, against you and your side deals.
You know, same with the Akuma.
Well, you're in your side deals.
I don't mean any side deals.
You just said...
It was a front weight. I mean... No.
You just said you got Steven Messenger to do a preliminary match to slow him down for the great Akuma.
Well, now, didn't the Butcher Beast beat somebody in like 30 seconds or whatever? So maybe...
Not anybody the caliber of a Steven Messenger.
Maybe Bobo Brazil Jr. could.
Not anybody of that caliber, a former champion in other organizations? I don't think so.
We'll see. I'm going to see. You know, we'll see if his chops are... up to par that night.
I'd love to see him lay one on old Steven Messenger.
Yeah. Well, he may get a chance and he may not.
What do you mean he may not?
What if Akuma prevents him from...
You know, I might have Akuma barred from the building.
He wrestles that night.
Well, he can be barred till the match.
Oh, no, he can't.
You know what? I think that's a good thing to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to see that security surrounds him in his locker room until the time of his match.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
Well, why can't I?
Thunderbolt Patterson would have to...
I'll talk to Thunderbolt. I'm sure Thunderbolt will be very amenable to anything that I suggest to him.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, he's sucking up to Thunderbolt.
Sure. You got it.
You just don't want to feel the chop from the great Akuma.
Why would the great Akuma want to hit an announcer?
Because that announcer has not been the fairest to Akuma.
One example of the last 2 weeks where I've been unfair to this man.
Well, you've called him a con artist.
No, I didn't. I called him you a con artist.
You called him. You said, why do I align myself with these con artists?
That's true.
You said that the calendar that he gave you from Japan was trying to get into his pocket.
He was.
It's not just...
I will see. I'm going to talk to Commissioner Patterson and see if we can get him surrounded and put back in the back.
Well, we'll see.
How are you going to combat that?
Well, we'll talk before the match, I'm sure.
What if Bobo chops you out in the parking lot? You'll never make it to the ring.
He wouldn't do that.
Oh, I think he would.
No.
I think he would. If he knew the dirty things you're saying, wait till he finds out. Boy, I wish he was calling in today to learn of the devious nature of things that you're trying to plan for this big May 12th event.
Well, I think he already knew about it.
I don't think he knew it. I don't think he knew to the degree that you are speaking of here today.
He knew about Messenger last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Because he said he could beat him in under a minute.
I think he could.
So,
I think he could do that.
I said, well,
you don't?
Well, we'll see.
Well, I think you're up the creek again. That's how we say it here in Ohio.
Up the creek.
As opposed to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Southeastern China.
He says...
creek. They say creek.
Creek.
We say creek.
Well, and once again, where is Hong Kong located?
Southeast China.
Which is not...
Not in Japan.
Japan.
But he was born in Japan.
That's right.
Makes his residence in Hong Kong.
Kong, yeah. Which, you know, who else was from Hong Kong?
Who?
Wasn't the guy from, him and Chris Tucker, what was the...
Oh, Jackie Chan. Now, again, for people just tuning in, let them know what we're talking about.
What we're talking about here, we're having a little fun. We're talking about two big events coming to Marion here next week on Thursday, May 12th. The first one is going to take place at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's going to be the Night of 1,000 Stars, the 17th annual Night of 1,000 Stars, where on that night, it's going to be held at the Tri-Rivers Career Center located at 2222 Marymount Gilead Road. You'll be able to purchase tickets for $10. We're going to give out two big awards that night. The first one's going to be the Humanitarian Award. We're going to give to legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson. The next one we're going to present is going to be the Pioneer Award to three-time Mr. USA Tony Atlas. You'll see the Martha Douse Dance Studio perform, the Dance Factory, the Lasecki Brothers. And you can pick. You can either call 740-383-9944 to get tickets, or stop out at our studio, which is located in the Marion Center Mall, right beside the Crafters Coop. right after, immediately after that show, you'll see we'll head right into Spring Brawl, which will be held at approximately 8 o'clock that night. You'll see Acting Commissioner Thunderbolt Patterson. You'll see a big title match, Bobo Brazil Jr. against the Great Akuma. Mr. USA Tony Atlas taking on Slim Tremens with Pinky Shortcake in the first ever Twinkie match. Lockdown versus GDT with Miss Kimberly. And Mr. 90210 versus Demon Khan. Once again, you can purchase tickets here at the studio located beside the Crafters Coop inside the Marion Center Mall, or you can call 740-383-9944. Mm-hmm. And one ticket will get you into both.
That's correct. Now, what do you make about the Ku Klux Klan endorsing Donald Trump this past week?
Oh, boy. Well, are they still on that trick again? Because remember, last time he said his headset didn't
work. Well, no, this time I don't even think he said anything. I think they just
gave him his endorsement.
The Grand Cyclops.
Oh, you know, with that guy, it's something different every week.
Well, tomorrow's Indianapolis. Do you think Teddy Cruz is going to pull it out?
I really don't. I think it's too late for him. I just think people are back on this Trump thing now.
What about Byrne?
I think Hillary's going to...
So you got Hillary and...
The Trump man.
Yeah, they got into a little contretemps because Trump said she's playing the woman card. What's the woman card?
Oh, is it probably, I don't know, equality, I'm sure. And, you know.
Well, then she responded by saying, if fighting for women's health care equal wage is play, then deal me in.
Yeah. She has some of the greatest speeches, I think, that are...
Think he's in trouble?
I think he is. I mean, he's going to probably run wild here during the primaries and everything, but I think when it comes down to it in November, I think he's hurt.
What about our governor sticking in there?
God. But every time you hear that jet fuel take off from the jet.
He's pulling 13% in Indiana. A neighboring state.
That proves there they don't like him.
But he won Ohio.
That's his only win under his belt. And if he wouldn't have won Ohio...
I wonder why that kept him in.
Yeah. He still thinks, and I'm sure he's holding out for this Republican convention.
But why would they ever choose him?
Well... Is he probably the most likable candidate, maybe. I don't know.
But how could you ever dismiss Donald Trump, who got the most votes, then dismiss Ted Cruz, who got the second most votes, and say, this is the guy?
Yeah. Well, because I think the influx of the party is so bad.
But do you think that the people in the party would follow him if they did that?
Well... I think it would be a complete disaster if they did that. I mean, I think she would win in a landslide.
Could she beat John Kasich?
Easily.
Ted Cruz. Donald Trump.
I think she would win, but I think her toughest opponent would be Donald Trump.
Why?
Just because of the atmosphere he's created, and you know, just the mystique around him and everything.
But does his following have crossover to the Democratic Party?
It has a lot of people that don't like him, I think, rather than not vote, would actually switch and vote Democrat.
But my question is, to win an election, to be viable, you have to appeal to the moderates and the other side, which would be Democrats.
Uh-huh.
Does he do that?
No. He definitely appeals to his own...
So how can he win?
Well,
because Hillary will appeal to the Democrats.
Right.
And Republicans who don't like Trump, I assume, will either vote for her or not vote.
Well, that's what I was saying, yeah.
So if that happens, how can he win?
Well, I still think that he'll win just because I think he'll have...
Well, you think he'll win?
No. I mean, the Republican nomination, just because I think he's going to have enough delegates.
Right, but will he win the Maine?
No. She'll beat him. But she'll beat Ted Cruz and John Kasich worse than...
Than Donald Trump. Yeah. What do you think the margin will be with Trump?
I think it'll be 55-45.
So you think a bigger margin than Obama beat Romney or he beat McCain?
Right.
You think it won't even be that close?
No, I mean, I don't know. I say 55-45, yeah.
If somebody has an opinion on this, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call.
The other two, I think, if one of the other two would get the nomination, it would be like a 70-30.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just... When I look at them, I just don't know that they're presidential material. If there's such a word.
Is Donald Trump presidential material?
Well, he is, but he isn't. I mean...
It's all very fascinating. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I think the only way the Republicans are going to have a chance of winning is if Kasich gets in there, because you're not going to turn Democrats over with Ted Cruz or Donald Trump.
So that being said, though, how do the Republicans reconcile to the Trump voters, which is the majority, large majority, over 50%, that they're going to say, well, your vote didn't count, we're picking Kasich?
There's a big difference between the primary and actually voting for a president of the United States.
Right.
And I think you know, these people are voting on the primary. You know, I think when they really sit there and push the button on the president, they're going to look at Trump a little bit closer. Trump scares me, and so does Cruz, for that matter. I wouldn't go as far to say I'd vote for Hillary over any one of the three. I guess that's my point. I wouldn't vote for Hillary over any of them.
But don't you think a Trump voter is fanatical as well? I mean, don't you think he's their guy? He's got an absolute appeal to them.
Yeah, but like I said, there's a big difference between voting for a primary and making a statement and voting for a president of the United States.
I just think there's going to be serious trouble, because I think if Trump is the nominee, I think the...
Oh, he's going to be the nominee. I mean, there's no way the Republican Party can justify anything else other than that.
Right. So that being said, okay, the Ted Cruz voters and the small amount of Kasich voters who now do not get what they want, are they going to vote for Trump?
That's the thing. I think they could actually be converted back. And I wouldn't, but I think, you know, the people that are on the line, which would be the case, not Cruz, because Cruz is just as fanatical as Trump. I think that actually Kasich would have probably had a better chance of winning over Hillary than any one of the others. I hate to say it because I think Hillary's going to win over Trump.
So that being said, and you think Trump is going to be the nominee, so you think it's going to be Clinton in November?
Yes, that even scares me more than Trump, but yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
Now, to that degree, why does that scare you?
Well, I know you're going to take exception to this, but she's a criminal.
No, I don't take exception to that. I don't know that she is.
You know, I mean... You know, we got Benghazi, we got the her own email, and don't get me wrong, every senator, president of the United States, every congressman had ever got an email from Hillary Clinton, just as guilty as she is, because they knew it wasn't a government email.
Right.
But
Colin Powell did it, and he's also went on the record and said what she did was not wrong.
Well, we don't know exactly what she has done and what she hasn't done, but, you know, it doesn't matter. In my opinion, the Clintons are the Clintons, and they're Teflon, and nothing's going to stick to them anyway. And she'll probably be the next president of the United States.
Well, I don't know if I could call him Teflon, because Barack Obama beat her in the primary last time.
Well, I'm not saying, I'm talking about Teflon as far as being, nothing sticks to her as far as criminal activity. Didn't bill either. There's just too many questions about Hillary Clinton, and you know, don't get me wrong, I thought Bill Clinton was probably the best president we've had in a long time. He did more for welfare reform than any president before or after him. I don't think Hillary's a good fit, but I think she's gonna win.
That'll be very interesting to find out. I think it's just a question I think a lot of hosts have asked on here, without knowing Hillary, how do you really know what she's done?
Well, I hate to say this, but usually when there's smoke, there's fire, and there's just too much smoke.
Well, it's very interesting. Hey, I thank you for sharing your opinion.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Again, telephone number 740-383-9944. Well, Terry, you got any response to that?
I'm a little confused. I mean, when you brought up the Colin Powell thing, he said, well, like, you kind of sidestepped the whole...
It's interesting. It's going to be an interesting election. That's for sure. It's going to be an interesting summer with the convention up in Cleveland in late July, and then Donald Trump looked like he's going to be the presumptive nominee. That'll be an interesting election. I'm sure he'll make it entertaining. And having another Clinton run will also be entertaining. First woman to run in the main for president. Kind of historic.
Yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think anything sticks to the Clintons?
No. I mean, I don't think they've, aside from the Monica Lewinsky thing, I don't think they've.
What about Benghazi emails?
I mean, as you brought up, I mean, other people in other administrations have said they've done it. And
so why are they on her about it?
I think it's the whole Clinton mystique.
Scared of it?
Yeah. People are scared of prosperity.
We've had two Bushes.
Yeah, they're scared of prosperity.
Scared of prosperity. Well, that's a that's an interesting opinion. But we have had we've had the Adams, the Roosevelts, the Bushes. Now the Clintons.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Presidential dynasty.
Depends on what happens. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazel. It's coming up right around the corner. But for now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Stay tuned. More programming.
BH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Point.